Hi, I'm Eric.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Chris.
And we're I Beat It First, and this is E3 2018.
Yeah. Woohoo! Day one.
Oh, warm beer.
Yeah, slightly warm beer.
Yeah, our fridge in this hotel room's not working really well right now. It was a little warm to start with, so we're really trying to get it to cool down along with the beer. So our beer's a little warm.
That's all right. Well-deserved beer, though. What a busy day.
Oh, yeah.
An extremely busy day, starting out at roughly about 2:30 in the morning for me.
Woo!
Yeah!
What is it now? 10 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
Not too bad.
10 o'clock at night, not too bad. Mm-hmm. I have not put any soju in there yet.
I'm putting some soju in my beer for sure. Well deserved.
Well, no, I need another drink first before I can put some soju in there. We are drinking Heat, H-I-T-E, same thing as we were last year, and $2 soju. Yeah!
Guarantee good time.
Oh, guarantees a great time, especially at E3.
Oh, yeah.
And the night before E3, as we found out last night.
The best time.
Oh, man, we have so much to talk about. And I think today we hit up pretty much everything Xbox has to offer, and then also the Bethesda showcase as well. And it was a full jam-packed day with a bunch of great titles, and we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, we played some games.
Yeah,
we've played a lot.
I guess we're just going to start right off the bat and go with the Microsoft press conference. So right out of the gate, I called it. You told me that they weren't going to do it.
I said they wouldn't do both, but they did.
They did do both, and I said, they've done both before. So the first one, Halo Infinite.
Yay!
Looked good. According to what they said, it was all in-game footage,
right. All
in-engine footage, running in the Slipspace engine.
Sure, but I mean, who knows once you get all like the HUD and everything like that in there.
Yes.
But it did look
phenomenal.
But
can you make it go HUDless?
Yeah, well, that'd be great.
Ooh.
But it looked phenomenal. It looked beautiful. Obviously, super excited for a Halo game as a Halo TV adapter fan. It's one of the only reasons that I really want anything to do with it. So it is something I would be kind of more excited for than anything else. So I was super excited to see a major, actual, real, hopeful sequel to the Halo franchise.
Yep. I'm looking forward to seeing more about it.
Mm-hmm.
It looked good. It looked really, really pretty. It looked pretty. The one thing that I will say is that I did run a tally on 4K and esports, and thank God 4K was only said twice, once in a video.
Right.
Yeah.
So this was a non-hype-ish. I guess the biggest hype word would be exclusive. Microsoft did say that it was that they were doing 50 games, 18 with exclusivity. So the exclusivity as opposed to exclusive is the big thing. So there were a lot in here that I totally spaced marking down that it was console release exclusive or console launch exclusive, meaning that it's first coming to Xbox, not necessarily coming to Xbox and staying on Xbox
all the
time.
Well, that's okay, though. I mean, if anything, let's just say this right off the bat while we're talking about their big key item. This is the best Xbox press conference I've been to in, like, years.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Probably best ever,
yeah,
in
they,
my opinion.
They put on a fantastic show, not only with the presser, but then also with the showcase afterwards. They really stepped up their game, putting it all together to make sure that it was, like, just an exclusive event to make sure that we got some hands-on time. It really reminded me of the heydays of E3 10, 15 years ago when you weren't just surrounded by people constantly and you could get into a game, talk to the people about it, and you weren't just rushed off everywhere.
Yeah, I had a ton of fun, actually, this afternoon. I thought it was great. It was a lot more intimate than what we've come accustomed to over the last few years. Definitely much more like it used to be. As you said, and you were able to really talk with some of the development people that were actually there with the games that they had showing off.
Absolutely, no, it was fantastic. So props to Microsoft on that. Definitely shaping themselves up for a really good year. Hopefully, it'll be what they need to keep going.
Yeah. So we'll cut a little bit forward because there's a couple of things that we need to talk about within that. Is that Microsoft added 5 new development studios into their in-house this year,
they went around and spent some money.
Yeah, that's huge considering they had 6, so they almost doubled it.
Right, which is a lot to say because I think we can all agree that the biggest thing that was holding the Xbox One back is development in games.
Yep.
And they went out there and just bought a bunch of people. They're just like, you know what? We're not making our own games, so why don't we just buy a bunch of companies that will for us?
Yep.
And a few titles in there, but I think the big one, at least to me, was the purchase of Ninja Theory. I can't think of a stinker that they've put out. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. And obviously, I would totally assume this will all be exclusive titles now for the Xbox, case in point. So
yes.
it's a good idea for them to get some good titles going on. Hopefully.
So, if they get another game like Hellblade Senua's Sacrifice under their belt that is a console exclusive for them, then that's a big win for them.
Yeah, that's a big selling point.
All right, so first game that they showed off after they showed off Halo Infinite was Ori and the Will of the Wisps.
This was really interesting to me. So one of my things I like is platformers, and this thing was beautiful. I mean, the art style behind it, really clean, really high-def graphics. The resolution on it was really, really, really crisp, and I enjoyed seeing that. I really wanted to get my hands on it, which we were able to. That was really cool. It follows a Metroidvania style, where I don't know how far along we were in our demo, but it definitely follows the path of, you know, hey, exploring, find new abilities, and that unlocks more areas for you to get to. I love those. We've done a top You're Wrong Before Reasons for those before.
Because reasons.
And I could easily see this one climbing the charts on that one because it was a lot of fun.
I really liked it.
It did look really good.
I really liked it a lot. They're actually, one of the powers that I got to was for Ori to be able to, like, burrow into the sand,
right,
which was really cool because one of the enemies was a burrowing creature, and then once you got in there, you could hit the right bumper again and make it go faster through, and then you could launch yourself out of the sand. You could do a lot of stuff, so I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was an attack and a way to platform around a little bit easier. It was an interesting mechanic to a game. You had a bunch of other attacks. You had a bow and arrow, a hammer, all seemed to be, like, magical abilities.
Yeah.
You're a little, like, what, phonetic fox? I don't know what you are. Yeah, you're some kind of glowing animal type thing.
At least you're not going.
Yeah, you're not making noise all the time.
But yeah, I really liked that game. I would be looking forward to that when it comes out for it. Next was Sekiro Shadows Die Twice, which is From Software. Which I thought it was interesting. It looked very much like Tenchu Stealth Assassins meets Dark Souls.
Yes.
Which is From, so that's Dark Souls.
Reminded me a ton of Neo on the PlayStation 4 currently right now. So it's like, hey, feudal Japan, and let's make it like Dark Souls style and stuff like that. Add in the Onis and all that jazz like that.
Which, yeah, they very much were pulling from Dark Souls when they were trying to make that game. So it's almost as if From was like, fuck you, we're going to make it ourselves and probably make it better.
Sure. Yep. I will say that even though it's just a press release and, you know, you can't really judge a book by its cover, it did look a little janky at some places.
Just like all the From Software games. They look janky, but mechanically they're really
sound. And that's
what will
be really important.
Yeah, that's the big thing, and that's where I'm one of those guys that's like, who cares how it looks as long as it plays well?
Yeah. Fun is more important.
Yes, fun is definitely more important. I don't care how fucking pretty it is. If it plays sloppy and shitty, I don't want to touch it.
Fun is fun.
Yes.
I think we need to establish that.
Fun is fun.
I think we need to, like, maybe take a vote.
Fun is fun? All right.
Fun isn't very fun.
Then they talked about how Fallout 4 was going to be on Xbox Game Pass.
Starting
right now.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So if you've got an Xbox Game Pass, kudos to you. You have Fallout 4 now. All right, but then they talked about Fallout 76, which we'll talk a little bit more about during the Bethesda portion, but they did say it was the first time that we heard them say that it was a prequel to all of them.
Right.
Which is very big.
Yeah, you're going to be the first people out of the vaults ever.
Yep. Then they showed a Square Enix game in the same vein as Life is Strange, which is Captain Spirit.
Yeah, I was bored halfway through that.
Yeah, I wanted to shoot myself.
Hey, at least they're giving that one away for free.
Yes.
Is it just the first episode, though? That's what I think it's going to be.
Probably.
Whatever, free game's free game. Captain Spirit, now you play as some autistic kid running around. I don't know.
I don't think he's autistic, but you definitely play as this loner kid that has absolutely no friends, so he has to use his imagination for everything.
It's all based off imagination. It was very cutesy. Yeah. I mean, I could see the benefit artsy-fartsy and stuff like that, but yeah, it was just not a stage stealer.
Yeah.
No.
Next was Crackdown 3. They finally gave us what should be a release date for it. And they gave exactly what I bitched about last year after watching the E3
setup. They
didn't
give us. They took it away.
No, they gave us.
No, our problem was that we were like, hey, you need to make this entire game Terry Crews. This needs to be Terry Crews.
They gave us that. And the entire game is Terry Crews now.
It's not. It's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It wasn't him.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
It was Terry Crews. It was Terry Crews. Trust me. Two people fucking say it. You're a goddamn idiot. It was Terry goddamn Crews.
He wasn't very funny then.
Deep voice.
Fuck you. It was great.
No.
He was doing everything that you know of Terry Crews from all the Old Spice commercials and everything.
I didn't hear a single what. What?
Power!
He did say power. He said power multiple times. Thank you very much.
That is true. I thought it was just like someone, because they didn't show Terry Crews. They just showed, like, his in-game character. So I just figured that maybe it was someone that was trying to be him.
Nope, it was him.
They should have played that up more.
Well, they didn't because of the fact that we all bitched about it last year. Of like, well, you have Terry Crews just doing the fucking intro, and then it's not Terry Crews
in the
game.
Right, but now they should have been like, it is.
Yeah, they should have. But it was Terry Crews.
Because I was barely paying attention because I could care less about Crackdown.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I was like, this is already looking not like my style. It reminds me so much of the GTA competitor that's just out of this world.
Yeah, Saints Row. Yeah.
Saints Row. Man, I just can't get behind Saints Row. It's just like, I like GTA, I like the style of that. Mm-hmm. But then it's just like, now we're going to add mohawk zombies and dildos.
Yeah,
and I'm just
3 foot
like,
long dildos
I'm
that you use
out.
Like samurai swords, dude.
Right. Once you get to that like ridiculous level where it's just like, all right, now you're just like playing satire. I sometimes just kind of stop wanting to care. Unless I'm in for satire.
Yes. All right. Then they released they announced that Nier was going to be coming to Xbox One with Xbox One X capabilities.
And all the DLC. So,
yep. So it's Nier Become As Gods. So if you played Nier and you have an Xbox, you might want to pick it up. It's got all the DLC.
If you haven't, because you only haven't, have an Xbox.
Yeah, if you haven't, pick it up. That is a must pick up. All right. Then after that, Chris pressed X all over the seats.
Turbo button.
Oh man, it was nuts. And they showed Metro Exodus.
Good thing if you don't stay in front of us, we're wearing white.
Oh, I felt so bad for those people. I felt so so bad for them. Not because of you, just I felt bad for them in general.
Oh my god.
The one thing that I wrote down on this, as I was watching the video, is big bass fishing. That's all I could see was was that giant fucking fish that jumped up and started eating the boat.
That's right.
And then I saw it again, and like, yep, big bass fishing. That's all it is. Metro big bass fishing.
I pulled away.
They need a fishing mini game in there now.
They do. Yeah, it's if it wants to be an RPG, it's gotta have a fishing mini game in it.
Yeah, no HUD fishing sounds legit. Yep. I also like the fact that there was like modular guns now available into it. That piqued my interest a little bit. Honestly, it was one of the more beautiful and clean like actual gameplay trailers that we saw today, in my opinion.
Right, and that whole thing was like one area, one like level that they were showing from.
Yeah. Super sexy.
It looks awesome.
I did not press X all over everything, but it was sexy. All right, next they showed off Kingdom Hearts 3, which we all knew was coming out on the Xbox One.
Okay, was that, like, the most awkward, like, trailer, though?
Oh, it was super awkward.
Like,
awkward.
That was just, like, yeah. Kind of like,
It got, like, thrown in. It's the Kingdom Hearts, like, music that they do. They're all pretty awkward. They did show off again, though, that it was going to be Frozen, which they hadn't shown that portion, but then they showed Wreck-It Ralph, Tangled. They're basically doing like all of the
Toy Story is going to be
all the Pixar stuff.
Ones, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like all the Monsters Disney animated, all the Pixar stuff is going to be in there. And one thing that I did write down on this is the return of the gummy ship.
Yeah. The modular gummy ship.
Yes. Yeah. The modular gummy ship that you get to fucking fly around and shit.
Some crazy ass shooter machine. That's just going nuts.
The gummy ship was like one of the best parts of Kingdom Hearts 1, and then they took it away.
It was good the first time when you're flying somewhere, but then when you had to repeat and fly.
But they should, like, the way it should be, and I hope that they have it in this game, is that it's like optional.
Yeah.
And then if you use it,
the
you
first
get
time
to
you have to, and then you fast transfer out.
But then you, if you go back into it, you can get some shit.
Yep, I agreed.
Which is what you need if you want to get like more gummy pieces and stuff like that.
And
anyways,
it looked awesome.
It did look awesome.
It didn't look like all like janky. It was like full fleshed out. Like
it didn't look like it was an add on. I did not get a chance to play this afternoon. I really didn't need to though. It's a Kingdom Hearts game. I know how that game plays. It's a great game. All I really wanted to see is what I saw, which was it was running on a console, and it was running well. And it looked beautiful.
Very well. It was clear, crisp,
super clean.
As like man alive. Like 4K on that one right there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next, they were talking about Sea of Thieves. Apparently, 91 million hours have been played into that janky piece of shit. and they've got two new things coming out: Isle or the Cursed Sails and the Forsaken Shores. Which, you know what? I really want them to make it better, so
content's,
I'm not going to bitch that much.
Content good.
Helps.
All I wrote down here is that Sea of Thieves goes to hell.
Yes, Sea of Thieves does go to hell where it deserves to be. Oh. All right. Then they obviously showed off Battlefield 5, which looked like Battlefield 5, so there's not really much to put in there.
Yeah, they showed a little bit
of
the story.
Yeah, just video. That was it.
We'll probably get more of that at EA tomorrow.
Yeah, and they did show off a little bit more of as to why there is a female in World War II. All you fucking assholes out there that bitch about that.
It's a game,
fuck,
man.
Get a life. all right. Then it was Forza Horizon 4, which is taking place in Britain, as we were talking about, of where they were changing the locale. But we didn't know exactly where it was either. It was going to be either Britain or Japan is what the speculation was, right?
Yeah. And then so it looks like the Britain was the right call.
It looks pretty fucking good.
It does.
Yeah. Chris and I both got to play it on a giant moving rig.
Yes.
I did get some video and he got some video of me. So we'll have those up on Facebook and Twitter. And possibly up on one of our write-ups for this.
Yeah, we'll make a whole post for this.
Yeah. we were talking about this as we were leaving, is like the biggest problem that I have with any of these racing games is that people want you to like definitively choose sides of like Forza or Gran Turismo,
Project Cars.
Yeah, and you know what? You can like racing games.
Yeah, and this is the arcade-y spin-off one.
Yeah,
and
I had fun playing it.
It's fun.
I had lots of fun playing it.
It's actually the first Horizon game I'm actually looking forward to.
Well, the weather aspect was pretty interesting.
The weather aspect was great. It actually worked really, really well, and you could feel the difference of the snow and the mud and everything, because the demo that they gave us showed exactly what they showed in the video of where it went from summer to fall to winter to spring. I think it was summer at the end. But so you did like a regular race, then you ended up in a giant truck with tires doing ice racing and snow racing and big snow banks and everything and on the lake. And then you went into spring where it was just mud and you were doing off-road rally racing in a Fiesta. And then it went to summer where you were just driving a fucking McLaren.
Cool.
And it was fun.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot. Chris?
I liked it a lot.
October 2nd?
Yep. October 2nd. And it's going to be a Game Pass game. Like, so that's one of the things we didn't talk about, is that pretty much it's like every first party game that they're coming out with is going to be available for Microsoft Game Pass.
Which is pretty cool.
On
they're really pushing it hard.
Yeah, on release day.
Not like 6 months later, we're going to have it. No, they're going to put it on release day.
Yep.
Game Pass is Xbox's version of
PlayStation Now.
So you play a monthly fee, and then you can have online access to all this myriad of titles. It's not as big as PlayStation Now, but they are obviously, like you just said, putting in their top titles right off the bat. So that's pretty interesting and kind of interesting to see on how they're supporting that. Kind of curious on how that all turns out for them.
And then they also increased the speed of which after you start downloading the game when you can actually play it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did start the they did double that they said yeah. for it. So it's
and
oh, what did they just, call it? What did they call it? Like I wrote
machine
it down.
Learning,
fast no, something.
No, yeah, it was like just fast boot. That's all it was.
Oh yeah.
Where is
fast
it?
Play. Fast play.
Fast play. Yeah.
You can play faster. We call
faster
it fast
now,
play.
Sorry,
and
I have.
They'll improve the speed.
I have two pages of really tiny print that
I
have to go through this.
One, two.
Yeah, but mine are much closer together.
Mine's much more messy.
You're like on these gigantic fucking lines.
Mine look like a cancer patient had a brain seizure and was writing this.
Because a cancer patient did have a brain seizure and wrote that. All right.
I'm dead.
Deep voice woman.
All right, so there's a new studio, The Initiative, that
oh,
they're starting
they're,
up.
That they're yeah, that's
yeah,
yeah.
Their own
that was
that
one of the ones
creating.
That they yeah that they bought. So that's good. Undead Labs, we talked about that.
Mm-hmm. Playground.
PUBG, owned by Xbox.
Well, I mean, it was already kind of like.
Or sorry, not PUBG. Sorry, Playground Games.
Yeah.
That,
yeah,
yep. Sorry, Playground Games. Ninja Theory and Compulsion Studios. Those are the five that we did. Sorry, not PUBG.
Yeah.
PUBG is two down from here. I'll skip to that one real quick.
Like,
PUBG is going to be a console launch exclusive.
Yes.
Which they've already been kind of in the beta
yeah.
on there already.
They've been in the
beta.
Which hasn't
access.
Been great. The favorite thing that I wrote down here is that they have a new war mode, which
yeah.
is just team deathmatch. I think that's just like we created this whole new game. It's gonna be battle royale. And that's
war.
Play. And now it's just like now you can play team deathmatch. We're gonna call it something different. It's not team deathmatch.
It's
well,
war.
That's
what
they always
do.
No,
they always do that.
It's
type,
funny
like,
to me.
I know, but everybody does that. They're like, yeah, we came up with this new mode. And you're like, but isn't that kind of like, no, it's totally new.
King of the Hill.
All right, so that's coming out, or that's gonna launch winter 2018. An actual exclusive because it the studio that made it is now owned by Microsoft is We Happy Few. 100% exclusive now coming out on August 10th.
Which is that one that looks like Bioshock and, what's the other game that I was thinking of?
It looks like Bioshock A Clockwork Orange.
Yes, thank you. Clockwork
the
Orange.
The movie.
Is what I'm thinking about. Yeah.
Not game.
they're all, everything's games to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looks interesting. Xbox exclusive now.
Yep.
It's one of those that's been kind of dragged out for a little bit, waiting for it to finally come out. Had a little bit more extra hands-on time with it. It looks ready. I don't know what else they're waiting on.
Yeah, I honestly think that they were going through this whole thing of buying it so
oh,
that they
so
could get the exclusivity without like having to worry about any weird shit with Sony.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think that is the big thing.
Get it on lockdown
yeah.
before release, and
yep.
so that's why they had to delay it. Yep, that makes sense.
All right, then they had Tales of Vesperia Definitive Edition coming out from Bandai, the first time that it has made its way from Japan over into Western civilization.
You wanted to see a JRPG, and
yep.
I mean, here who cares
go.
If it's an old one, but... Here it is. New to us, right?
I'd play it.
Yeah.
There was only one thing that I thought looked bad, and that was the main, like...
Actual gameplay?
Well, no,
the
main male protagonist, like, his body looked like it... Like, the anime makes him look much taller than his sprite makes him.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
his sprite's, like,
so
the
tiny.
Same height as all the other ones, and he's supposed to be, like, taller, and he looks like he's, like, squished down.
His sprite looks like Misato from, Evangelion.
All right, then Division 2 running on the Snowdrop engine coming out on 3/15/19. They didn't hype that up a whole lot because it's obviously going to be on PS4 as well. Then
it looked like Division.
Yeah.
Yep.
It looked like Division. It looked a little prettier than the first Division.
Well, I hope so. It's based out of Washington, DC
yep.
this time.
Yeah, and it's a new engine.
Yep.
So that's good. Then they talked about Game Pass. I've got a few things. So there's Fast Start, which has faster starts.
Yes.
The woman that presented reminded me of Joan Cusack.
Mm-hmm.
They talked about how they've got Halo, Master Chief Collection, Forza 4, Crackdown 3, and pretty much all first party, as we talked about,
you're
being
right.
launched onto that for it right away.
Elder Scrolls Online.
Yep, Elder Scrolls Online. That's another good one. Then they did like a whole montage of ID at Xbox, which is some of the games that we ended up playing during the event. We didn't write them down because they like were fucking blazing through really fast, yeah. Like a ton of them. Then they showed off Shadow of the Tomb Raider, which looks pretty.
It does look pretty. The only complaint I had was that her hair was just out of control.
Oh, her hair's always out of control.
No, but I mean like coming out of the water and it's like still sticking off her head's like ponytail, like pigtails. I was like, what the hell's up with that? And then I'm being picky.
She's
here.
Lara Fucking Croft, man.
I'm being picky. Yeah. Here,
are you gonna tell her hair
silly.
What to do?
Yes.
Okay.
obey the laws of physics, hair.
Damn you, hair. then they showed off probably the first skateboarding game that I've seen in a long time that makes me go, huh.
It's not Skate 4.
Yeah, it's not Skate. A new one called Session. And it looked pretty. I don't know how much of what we saw was actual gameplay or anything. So we're not entirely certain.
Yeah, there's not, I mean...
That was exclusive.
Yeah, it looked
not
pretty,
a console launch exclusive. It was exclusive.
I don't know what gameplay there was in that. I don't know. It looks to be a super realistic style, not arcadey, not like Tony Hawk or anything like that. So
they also have a new MMORPG dropping called Black Desert.
So was it just me, or did it say the MMORPG?
The MMORPG Black Desert.
Yes.
It did say that.
That's all I wrote down. I didn't write down
MMO.
Black Desert. So I was just like,
you just wrote the
MMORPG. I did, yeah. I was like, that's what it is now. I don't even care
That's it. That's its name. Yep. The MMORPG.
Screw WoW. Screw Other Scrolls Online.
Yeah.
It's Black Desert. The MMORPG.
I played like a tad bit of it. Played like a MMO.
Yeah.
It looked like an MMO, so I mean, it's an MMO.
If you need a new one, there
yay.
It is.
Then everybody about pressed X all over themselves when Devil May Cry 5.
Oh, man.
Oh,
dope.
Finally looking pretty again.
Yeah. 3 and 4 were not my favorite at all. Then 5, this looks amazing. Dante's back.
Which they didn't show until the very, very end that Dante was coming back and he's got like a scruffy beard.
He's old man now.
There was the one note that I have in here is Ichigo?
I know, yeah.
It sounds like Ichigo, which if that's the case, then the voice actor for the main character for Devil May Cry 5 was the Black Power Ranger.
Which is awesome. Insta-buy.
They said 10 years since 4. I could not believe that. Like,
yeah.
Time's just fucking flown. And that it was made for the fans. So, like, the whole reason why they made it was because so many people just wanted a sequel and not these, like, weird reboot thingies like DMC was and everything like that. So, I'm looking forward to that.
Over the top, insane.
It is not exclusive, which means that I'll get to play that on PS4.
Absolutely.
All right. Console launch exclusive, meaning that, which told me one thing, Cuphead is coming to other consoles.
Oh, of course it is. Of course
because
it
says, because it's Cuphead Delicious Last Course, which is an expansion of it. And since they said that, I'm like, well, that means the Cuphead's coming to other consoles too. So, yay.
Yeah, doesn't surprise me it's coming. But the expansion looks fine. It's a new character, new moves, all that stuff like that, new bosses.
Yep.
Bah, 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 bah. Cuphead, it's awesome.
Cuphead.
Console launch exclusive, Tunic.
So it's basically little fox that plays like Zelda, old school Zelda, except you're in kind of like a isometric voxel world with it all. And it was very crisp. These are my kind of things that I like. Like, I like broken down polygon graphics, you know, all stuff like that. But I want it to be clean. When you do like retro and have it all 8-bit and it looks like mud, that's just not fun to me. I don't care how like great it is. If I have to squint to get an idea what my character is from a pile of garbage that's on the screen as well, that's not great. This one though was incredibly clean, handled very well.
Pretty.
It was very pretty.
It looked like it was good. I wanted to play it, but there was a line pretty much most of the time.
It is the definition of a chill game, and then it required you to still wake up when it came to a boss. I got my ass kicked at the boss right away, like, because I didn't dodge his attack, and it just walloped me.
You got fucking worked.
So it tells me two things. Number one, that it's a chill game. There's a lot to see and explore and do, but it's also going to be a challenge. It's not going to be just walk in the park and hit X everywhere just to win. So, looking forward to that.
All right. Next one. Okay, so I will say that I was just taking notes and writing things down, and I was like, well, I need to write down, like, impressions of things So there are certain things where there was things, like where I said Joan Cusack. in this case, Jump Force. And I just have all Shonen Jump, 3 exclamation points. Fuck yes, exclamation point.
It's Super Smash Brothers meets...
No, it's not.
But this is my note. This is my note. Yeah, Super Smash Brothers meets anime.
Which is what you originally thought it was.
Yeah, it's great. Beautiful.
It is a really pretty game.
It's really, really good. I played it. It played really, really well. Basically, it's... I did a recording with one of the guys from Bandai, so I'll shove it over to the 2 minutes of that real quick, and then we'll let that go.
Cool.
Hey guys, it's Eric from I Beat It First. I'm here with Dimitri from Bandai Namco. Dimitri, what is your actual title?
So I'm actually a community specialist for Jump Force.
For Jump Force. Okay, so we're here talking about Jump Force, which is just announced here at E3. If you saw it, you can see it at the Xbox Experience on the Xbox press conference. So what was the actual inspiration for the game?
So the devs were actually inspired by superhero movies. It was something, because these characters from the Weekly Shonen Jump, they are superheroes in their own comics, you know. So bringing them into our world and seeing how they would handle themselves, that was the inspiration. So superhero movies.
Okay, so it looks like it's primarily taking place in the human world, not so much in their world. Is that correct? Or
the two worlds are merging.
Okay, so the Shonen world and regular Earth are merging.
So in the trailer, you saw like Luffy's ship out there. Mm-hmm. You saw the Hokage statues out on the Matterhorn. So yeah, the two worlds are converging on each other.
Okay, so and right now in the demo, there's two characters from each of the anime. Is that correct?
Correct. So you have Goku and Frieza from Dragon Ball. You have Luffy and Zoro from One Piece, and then you have Naruto and Sasuke from Naruto.
Okay, so we thought we saw Light and Ryuk in the trailer at the end of it, is that correct?
You might have, yeah, that
we
is
We might
correct.
Have seen that.
You might have seen that.
All right, so, and is the plan then basically to pull from the Shonen roster and start just like pulling a bunch of stuff in the back catalog, do you think? Or
yeah, I mean, it's definitely pulling from the Shonen roster. We haven't announced more characters, but there's definitely more than 6 characters coming.
Obviously, yeah, it's a fighting game. It's got to be more than 6 characters. Yeah, so it looks like it's going to be primarily from the Shonen roster and just pull like every great fighter that's out there.
Yeah,
for it.
Exactly.
So we could probably see like Bleach and some other ones in there too, most
Who's
likely.
To
sure.
Say? All I can tell you is
All
stay tuned to our social
there.
Channels.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Dimitri.
No.
Okay, so as he said, they wanted everything to be more like the superhero movies. So they were like, what would happen if, you know, everything just merged together? So it was a really, really fun game to play.
What I liked about it, and I hope it's not just part of the demo, is that they really focused on your attacks being, these are your super attacks, and that's what you're using. It's not just like, hey, you know, punch and kick until you get to build up to a super attack, and then you get to choose one or two, that's all you have.
No,
it's like, hey, you have all of your super abilities, it's all like that. Like, if you're playing as...
Which plays a lot like Xenoverse.
Yes.
Because Xenoverse, it's like, yeah, boom, 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 you've got all your stuff, and yeah, you just go.
It feels way more over the top, and it feels like, because of that, you're just sitting there like, whoa, that's awesome. My worry, though, is that... with it being awesome all the time, will that get boring after a while?
No.
And fuck you.
The answer is no. Awesome is awesome is awesome is awesome.
I still think the name's dumb.
It is a dumb name.
It's but it all Shonen sense. Jump.
In Force.
Jump.
I get it. I understand the name. I the get X where they Force. Thought about it.
No, you just don't want to have to change your opinion on it. That's what it is.
That too.
Once I told you, you're like, oh, that makes sense.
That does make sense.
Still dumb.
It is still dumb. Jump Force sounds like something that's like a afternoon UPN 45 channel, like fake TV show for children. They're like, we jump on the things.
A lot
What's
of
it's going to work jumping together.
You got to remember that a lot of those actually were on UPN 45.
Yeah, that's true. Jump Force sounds dumb.
So next was Dying Light 2. In which case they referred to it as the modern Dark Ages is what they were setting it at. It looked interesting.
Dude, it looked awesome. It's another one of those like choose your own adventure style where, you know, if you like Dying Light and you like to playing around like that, now you have a lot more choices that you make to build the world in your own way. So I'm sure it'll be like a, hey, there's a good, there's a medium, and there's a bad, and each one has their positives and the negatives of the choice that you make, and then the world around you will change. So
from what they made it look like they're giving you
bad shit.
Yeah. It's like, all right, so you got these fuckers here that, like, they're going to help people out, but then they're going to be giant dicks.
Yeah.
And then you got these fuckers here who are going to, you know, help people out, but then they're going to bring in giant dicks.
You want protection, but slavery's a thing.
Yeah.
Or do you want no protection, but you have more resources?
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
So, yeah, very, very interesting.
So more than just zombies. So
then fun. For a game that's coming out early 2019, I was very surprised that we didn't actually get to see anything for it.
Anything.
Battletoads.
They're making another one.
Yeah.
Three-player.
Three-player.
They said three-player couch co-op.
Three-player couch co-op, yeah, which
like
is...
Like the good old days.
Pretty awesome.
So either two things. It's got to be either hard as fuck or that's it.
It's hard as fuck.
It's got to really be.
It's got to be. Music. It can't be battle. It cannot be Battletoads if it's not hard as fuck.
They better have that pause music again.
All the pause music. All right. Then they showed off Just Cause 4. It's
Just Cause
Square
3
being
got,
square, yeah. beating a dead horse. Yeah. Oh, I wrote Geostorm because there was a fucking Geostorm in there.
Yep.
And apparently the bad guy can control the weather.
Oh, God.
That comes out 12/4/18.
When are they going to bring out the shark or the big purple dildo?
It probably is coming in that game.
Yeah,
we just haven't seen it yet.
It's just nuts.
They're literally going to make a Sharknado, I bet. If not, somebody make a Sharknado in that game.
Yeah, right. I'm sure like, you can't put a tornado in there and then not be like, hey, put some sharks in that.
Okay. Next one that I have is Gears Pop. And then I have mobile game, what the fuck?
I just wrote Gears Poop.
Yeah, Gears Poop.
Poopy Gears.
It's apparently some Gears of War meets Funko Pop game for mobile platforms.
Why does this have to exist?
I don't know.
Gears, I don't know.
So that
all
they
the
can
gears.
Just continue to make Gears games. The next one was Gears Tactics.
PC only,
which
though.
Which is PC only.
But
looked
it looked like
good.
A great tactics game.
It looked like a good one. It takes away, takes place 12 years before the very first Gears of War, which I thought was pretty cool. It's like you're going like way deep in or early in for it. So that was cool. And then, of course, followed up by Gears 5.
Which I was surprised about, especially since they didn't like lead that with their Gears, like charge up.
I think that they were just doing like the long con with it of like, well, it's Gears. Okay, well, we've got Gears Tactics.
But everybody that was all excited about
okay,
Gears...
Okay, fine, we have Gears 5.
But everyone that was so excited about Gears blew their load when they announced Gears Pop, because they didn't know it was going to be Gears Pop. And then they all just sat down dejected. And then they're like, oh, yeah, and we have Gears 5. And I was like, really?
What?
Gears is Gears to me, man. If you love Gears, sorry, we're not Gears fans here. So.
Plus side.
Female pro tag, I guess, though.
I like that.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. Plus side, though, Xbox Game Pass.
Yeah.
At launch. So.
So if you're playing on that, then there's no risk. Yeah. All reward.
They're going to start bringing us cloud gaming on mobile. I have cloud gaming on mobile. ...
Well, it sounds like they want to do. Well, it sounds like they want to do the shield, but they.
I know, but that's exactly what we talked about a few weeks ago. Of why, I don't like. I like cloud
for
gaming. No.
Yes.
The resolution like is high, but it's such a small screen. I don't like it, but whatever.
Pooping my halos.
They're still making another Xbox. Okay, so this is one of the things is there's.
Oh man.
There's
I
been a lot of
laughing.
Rumors.
They were
gonna be done after this, which they still could be. They're working on another Xbox, but that doesn't mean that it's actually gonna go into production.
They showed nothing, but they just showed like a little
silhouette
of something.
Just said they're working. They just showed people working on shit. That's basically all that it was. It's interesting. To say the least,
I still find like I get that you want to squash those rumors, but to me it's still just like, hey, we got all these great games, and you know we just released the Xbox One X, but we have a new thing coming out
less than a year ago.
Yeah,
we have a new thing coming out already. Like, so go buy it.
Or, which
yeah.
Okay, we all know that it's happening.
It's a good
PS5 point.
Is
3 years away. Yeah. We know that. Like that's the thing. It's in the timeline. It's in the standard timeline life cycle for these consoles. So we know that there's a PS5 coming out in roughly about 3 years. And if Microsoft wanted to stay in that timeline and make sure that they are with them, it's got to be in 3 years.
True.
So we know that it's happening. I think that what they were, that like you said, they were trying to squash the rumors that Microsoft is not going to make another console. So we'll go from there. Then they went over the 11 Microsoft Studios now. Which is cool. They had 6 before. Now they have 11, added 5. So that's pretty awesome. And then they did this whole, oh shit, Windows froze on us and busted the thing. And then Cyberpunk 2077 hacked into the system and made Jason press X all over his face.
It was nice to see. It was nice to see some actual, like, anything.
Yes.
Beautiful. A lot of surprises. Wasn't as dark and dingy as I thought. It was actually very
brighter
colorful.
Than I thought it was going to be. As I said, it is not Blade Runner like.
Right.
There were some parts where it was dark, but we were talking about it at dinner. Of like, I was expecting a little bit. Like, you just come to expect anything Cyberpunk is more Blade Runner like, more Altered Carbon, like that type of thing, where it's not so bright. Although Altered Carbon had some bright scenes, so I guess
everything's dark and neon.
Yeah, that's just kind of what you come to expect, and everything's bright and neon.
CD Projekt Red is just like phenomenal right now, and so they had all kinds of hidden stuff in their trailer too, like that they're in the hacking scenes. There was like a grip of free codes for The Witcher 3. Also, like
right.
In one of the one of the scenes, there was like a little explanation of why they took so long to bring something
and
down.
And how long it's still going to take for them to do it.
But then they like also said, yeah, it's gonna be no microtransactions. It's gonna be a lot of DLC along the same lines of Witcher, and expect the same quality as all that. And that they're just really going to keep working on it to just blow us away because they know they got a quality product.
The one thing I will say is nobody in the video gave me any kind of uncanny valley, like, twitchiness that I get from Witcher.
Well, I mean, we
it
also
makes me
didn't,
uncomfortable,
we also
like
didn't have
that.
Really any gameplay. I mean, they say gameplay footage and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, they said engine
any,
footage,
yeah,
but
engine
that's
footage,
the thing
yeah,
is,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I watched the cutscenes for Witcher 3, and I still get, like, that queasiness. Because of the uncanny valley.
You're just ridiculous.
It's a lot of people do. It's a part of your psyche that's just kind of like I can't accept this yet. So I think actually what it feels like is they toned it back. It feels like they took a step backwards in the believability so that they're not still in that uncanny valley. Like they're so the uncanny valley dips down. It's like they went back so that they came back up the scale. That's kind of what it felt like, and that's what I'm thinking from my memory on that.
Mm. Fine.
Yep.
I mean, there's still so much that's gonna happen and change it. I'm sure. So.
Oh yeah. All right. So then we went into the experience and we played a bunch of games.
Yeah, we should like really talk about break a bunch that of the ones down that we, a little bit more.
Yeah.
I
so
mean, they had us all leave the auditorium.
Well, so let's do past experience with Microsoft.
Sure.
Every press conference that we've done with Microsoft is pretty much sit down, watch us do a PowerPoint for you, show off a car, and then walk away. That's all that it's been.
Yep.
Bethesda, Sony, lots of companies do a big production, and then you get to play games. They give you the opportunity to talk to people, and Microsoft finally took hints from that, which I think is great. As Jason said, we had to leave the complete auditorium. We had to stand back outside and queue up again, then go back through security and have our bags checked. But then we got to play games.
Yeah, the whole stage was then set up for just games. If you watch the presser, you can see all those screens in the background.
And it's the same screen, or same consoles and whatnot that they were playing Forza on during the demo.
Correct. And there's a ton in there. And there's actually more games to play than what they even talked about in their presser.
Yeah.
So that was actually a lot of fun to be able to walk around and, like you said, talk to people. A lot of stuff that was like super early alpha as well. And then a lot of stuff that was ready to go. And that was really fun.
So I played Vermintide 2.
Yes.
Which Warhammer Vermintide
I did
2.
As well.
Which played really well.
Yep.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, talking to the dev.
Yeah.
There wasn't a release date for the Xbox version of it yet, but he's like, it's pretty much ready to go. We haven't announced one yet, but
it could be any time now.
It was,
so.
It was beautiful. It was fun. It was, the combat was satisfying. He akined it to Left 4 Dead, but it's more melee focused and magical and stuff like that.
Because it's Warhammer.
This is Warhammer, of course. Yeah. And it felt way more horde-y to me, because Warhammer.
Because it's Warhammer.
And it was super satisfying to just club the shit out of
it. I love that everything you say, I'm like, yeah, because Warhammer. Warhammer and Warhammer 40K.
Not everyone is super nerds like us.
It's my jam.
Yeah.
The dev, like, about shit himself when I told him that I played 40K. He's like, oh, you play 40K? I'm like, yeah. He's like, oh, man. He's like, oh, man, I got my kid. And I built a model for him. It took me, like, all night. And then I like, set it down, like, all right, paint it. And then he painted it in 15 minutes. And he's like, it's done. He's like, it's not done. And I'm like, exactly.
What is this, one coat? Get out of here.
I almost asked him, like, did you spray a base coat down for him like a good father? But I was nice. You played Ashen?
I did. I was... So they announced Ashen last year, and they just had like a little quick preview demo that they showed off at the presser. Nothing really playable. Today they did have a playable version for it, and I was actually really impressed with it. It plays a lot like Dark Souls again, where you have that more visceral combat, and it's more based on your timing and hitboxes and getting around and stuff like that, making sure that you take advantage of your situation rather than just swinging your weapon wildly.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a little bit more of a sci-fi feel, and it's clean. What I will say about it too is that there's definitely an actual storyline to this. If you like Dark Souls games but you hate the fact that all the lore is only online if you read about it or in cryptic messages about where you have to dodge people telling you to look at boobs, it's not the best experience. If all you want is just the hardcore play, obviously, absolutely, Dark Souls is a lot of fun. But I like this one a little bit more just because I like the idea of a narrative. I like the idea of a story with that good combat, and it looked awesome.
I played it a bit. It was fun. Definitely, like you said, a little bit on the Dark Souls-y side for it. Very weird that they have no faces.
So I asked him about that, and I was like, well, so what was a design decision to make sure that you didn't have face? Because you can design your character however you want when you start.
Yeah.
And he said, we wanted you to put your personification onto your own character. And the second you give someone a face, you're going to associate them with whatever you think of your mind. So if they have a blank face and you just put whatever you want on them, then that's going to be whatever you put on them. So I was like, that's kind of a...
It's a very indie
way of thinking.
Which is cool.
We didn't want to dev a face, so art reasons.
Yeah, art. Yeah, no, that's perfectly fine. All right, then, Chris, you played Resonance of Fate.
I did. So that's... She described it as like a action RPG with music influence, but I didn't have the headphones on, so I didn't really get the music part of it.
Oh, That's why you had no idea. Okay, that makes
sense
then.
So I asked about that too, and it's not really like a beat game. It's like everything's music-based. So you have a bow and arrow that's actually a harp. You have an axe that's actually an axe guitar. You have, you know, that's what it meant. I think
what was that game that came out on the PS3 or PS2? Oh, man.
Guitaro Man?
No, you... Oh,
Brutal Legend?
No, damn it. I'm going to hate myself for not remembering this. We actually had a conversation about it before, and I remember... And, like, you brought it up, and I remembered what it was called. It's the one where it was a composer.
Oh, it was on my top five from long for
Crap.
Eternal Sonata.
Yeah.
It's more akin to that, but Eternal Sonata was just the regular... But it was about a music guy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you probably bring it to that.
All right. So I think that's about it. Do we have anything else we want to talk about for Microsoft? I mean, it was a
great show. We played some other games, but, you know, not enough to really form an opinion too much more than what we've already talked about.
Right.
Not enough to get me to buy an Xbox.
Yeah, you know, that's pretty hard. If you have one already, definitely it's going to be your best year yet. Congratulations.
If I didn't have a PS4, so if I was... like, just looking to buy a console and I don't have one, they put up a good argument to get one.
They did. Right. So, that Game Pass thing, I'm not huge on essentially a DRM of owning stuff, it's not expensive.
Yeah,
and,
$50 a year.
Right, and being able to do that to just play games, especially new releases, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, so keep an eye out on our Twitter as well, because we will be giving away a free year pass.
Ooh.
For Xbox Game Pass. So keep an eye on our Twitter. All right. Next, we're going to talk about Bethesda, who did an awful lot of talking.
So
like
much
an awful
talking.
Lot of talking.
Made a lot. They talked a whole lot.
I mean, they showed a lot, but it wasn't like it wasn't like the 50 games that Microsoft showed off.
No, of course not. Yeah.
So I guess the big one is Fallout 76.
Yep. Confirmed
yep,
that it is online.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be online, but not like super massive online. They said something like 20 something people or something like that, like 20 to 30 people max. That
right.
was it. They still haven't fully fleshed out everything as far as how it's all going to work, but they kind of talked in a lot of vagaries of that system. So
looks like you can bring in about three other friends into your own world
yeah.
where you're going to like be able to fight or join up with other people that are in that world. And you can build, you can set up camps anywhere. It's a lot more freedom to it, a lot more stuff that you can do with social interactions. The funniest thing to me was that there's actually going to be hidden nuclear arms bases.
That is pretty funny.
Yes.
And you can fight for control over that. And if you do find all the keys throughout the world, I'm sure there are all kinds of crazy hidden, you can actually set off a nuclear launch onto a location in the map.
Given what they showed us as far as, like, you have to go into the Fallout and then collect, like, you can collect all this rare loot, I'm pretty certain that it's not going to be that rare for nukes to fall.
No. I'm sure not.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to be like Metal Gear 5.
Right. No.
Yeah. So.
So, but my worry about this is that they even said you can play solo. You don't even have to play online if you don't want to. You can play the same thing. But there was like, aside from the reason that you're coming out and like, hey, yeah, you're 200 years before any other of the games and you're the first people to come out of the vault to like build up the world and yourself. There wasn't much hint as to what more the story is going to be.
The story right now, all that they've said is that whoever it is that controls the vault is the one that's like just doling out tasks and stuff like that. So I have a feeling that there's going to be a deeper story within that. But yeah.
As long as it stays away from another settlement needing my assistance. I'll probably be okay with it.
18 settlements need your assistance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many times we all talk
drop
about...
Drop nukes on all of them.
Yeah, on all
yes.
of them. Yeah. Here's my assistance.
On every one of them.
Put my assistance right here.
There you go.
How can there be so many settlements? There's only 20 of us that came out of this fucking vault.
Interesting concept. I mean, how many times we talked about, hey, I'd love to play Fallout. I'd love to play Skyrim with my buddies and stuff like that. I wish it was more akin to, like, Borderlands in Fallout. Like, that would have been phenomenal to me, where you all can, like, join in and stuff like that.
That would be pretty cool.
But I get the whole aspect of, hey, you know, having more of a community sense and being able to build and create as you play.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, yeah. It looks pretty.
It looks pretty.
Can we go with that?
Hopefully
it looks pretty.
Hopefully we'll get some more time with it this week.
Yeah.
That's coming out later this year too.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, November.
Yep, November this year.
The date, but November this year.
Yeah, I didn't write it down earlier with Microsoft either. all right. It was 11 something. It was November this year. Yeah.
14th.
Yes,
that's it.
11/14.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
so
look
good.
At that.
So good.
Two of us can make one whole brain.
One competent person.
All right. So then there was a. Prey expansion?
I am really impressed. So I loved Prey. It was my 2017, one of my top five games for the year. I was really impressed with the title, and I am really impressed to hear that they're giving out all this DLC add-on expansions for this game.
And a multiplayer.
A multiplayer aspect, the rogue-style aspect.
I think it's because it was just so well-received that they kind of feel like, well, we should probably really do this.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't have to. Prey was a phenomenal game, and it wasn't like it was short or anything like that. So them taking the time to actually make this stuff more just shows that they do love this franchise, and hopefully that's a really clear indicator for the sequels that are going to be coming out.
Yeah. All right. They talked about Elder Scrolls Blades, so we have a pooping game.
Yeah, another pooping
game. For Elder
game.
Scrolls.
Yeah.
Or meeting game, as they said.
Yeah,
so,
or meeting game. Oh, yeah, that was the great part is that they showed it in landscape mode, and they're like, well, and you can put it in portrait mode, or what I call meeting mode, because if you're holding your phone in portrait mode, no one knows that you're playing a game when you're in a meeting.
Right.
Totally right.
Yes.
Totally right. Been there, done that.
Looks interesting. Looks different.
Looks like an Elder Scrolls game.
They're really pushing mobile, though.
It looks like a kind of like a watered-down version of Elder Scrolls, though.
Oh, well, for sure. I mean, you can't get the same amount of controls out of...
Oh, no. I just meant like the depth. Too, super watered down.
They have a rogue style. They have a regular story mission as well, where you can build up your own town and change stuff around. It just sounded like a lot of microtransactions, honestly.
Visit your friend's towns.
Yeah, visit your friend's towns, which I'm sure is fine, but it looked neat. It's going to be free, so, I mean, you can get in there and start playing some Elder Scrolls on your phone.
Yeah. Obviously, Rage 2. I really wish that I could get that Andrew WK performance out of my head. Not because it's catchy, but because it's just horrible. Rage 2, it looks good.
It looks good. It really came close to that whole, like, purple dildo situation for me. Because you get to, like, where it's like, because Rage 1 was, you know, I mean, it was all about, like, running around, gunning and shooting and stuff like that, but it wasn't just, like, the over-the-top neon mohawk people around everywhere and stuff like that.
But it also sucked balls.
It didn't suck balls. The gameplay
was there.
It was
so much that Carmack had to come out and apologize at E3 the next year.
Boring, yeah.
Yeah, he just came out and he's like, I'm really sorry for Rage.
But they turned it up to 11 on this one. Yes. So hopefully it'll just be crazy fun. I mean, there's a ton of ways to kill people, and it was all available there. So looking forward to get our hands on it again this week. That'll definitely help me form an opinion more. But, cool.
There's one that we forgot to write down on this, and I'm really sad that we forgot to write it down. Skyrim. Amazon Alexa edition.
Oh, that was pretty funny.
That video was great. Yeah. If you did not watch the Bethesda press conference, go on. I'm sure it'll be on YouTube and just look Skyrim Amazon Alexa.
Yeah.
And it's Keegan-Michael Key, like basically playing Skyrim with Alexa.
Tongue in cheek, making fun that Skyrim's on everything.
Yeah.
So
that's great. I mean, they're part of the
Samsung
joke.
Samsung fridges.
That's right.
Yeah, and Samsung fridges. That was great. But it's like they became part of the joke.
Right.
Like everyone made fun of the fact that they're like, oh man, you're just putting fucking Skyrim on everything.
Yeah, if you can laugh at yourself, you know.
Yep.
So they did a good presser. Talked a whole lot about a lot of stuff. Again, we only talked about 5 games though. So.
No. Well, there's one more, but I wanted to throw in the Amazon Alexa one before we got to the end. Wolfenstein Youngblood.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Two-player.
Yep.
Two-player game.
Two-player game.
Female protagonists.
Yep.
So, I mean, it looks interesting.
Yep. BJ's twin daughters.
That's right. And it's set in the 80s.
Yeah. 1980. Like, that was the first thing that I noticed is, like, it said Oktoberfest 1980. I was like, holy shit. And then the logo just screams 80s with the font that they use for Youngblood. I mean, even just the term Youngblood is very 80s as well. But I think it's got potential.
Sure. I mean, Bethesda puts out good games. I mean, there's nothing that they've really put out that's just been absolute stinkers. I mean, we can maybe like look at like some small aspects, but nothing that's just been just garbage.
True.
They put out broken stuff, but not garbage.
I love that they acknowledge that some of their shit comes out broken.
Yeah, they're gonna do a beta for Fallout for this exact reason.
Yeah.
So what was it?
It was break everything, test something. They turned beta into an acronym. Doom Infinite. But they didn't really talk too much about
that. Oh, yeah, they didn't. I mean, it sounded like it still had the same great composer, Mike, what's his name?
Yes.
So hopefully they'll have some great music out of that, too.
Mick Gordon.
Yep.
Mick Gordon.
Set on Earth.
Mick Gordon.
Yeah, he's good.
He's
good.
Fucking amazing. All right.
They did announce Starlink and Elder Scrolls 6.
That's true.
They had splash screens for Starlink? Starlight. Star something.
No. Starfield.
Starfield. Yeah, it was so memorable that it took us a long time to fucking remember. You know why? Because it was just a fucking splash, basically.
They did also. They did the one thing they did though is confirm that both those titles are next gen.
Yeah, they're next gen. So they're and 3 years. Here's plus. The thing: Starfield is next gen. Then the next game to come out is Elder Scrolls.
Right.
Which means you're 4 to 5 years out for that Elder Scrolls game. Sorry, guys.
Yep.
If you're like, yeah, Elder Scrolls, yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Which means
no,
that's
just
the...
more like, yeah, guys, we're working on it.
Right.
Wait.
Still
yes.
wait.
Yeah.
Which
wait.
That also means that this generation is not getting a pure Elder Scrolls experience.
That is true.
Where last gen had two? Yeah, two. Because Morrowind was on.
Yep.
Yep. Oblivion?
Oblivion, yeah.
No, Morrowind was not on PS3. Morrowind was on PS2. Oblivion yes. and Skyrim were on PS3.
Yeah, right. That's right. He was saying yeah. Oblivion was on the PS3. Right. Yes. Yeah, yeah. He was saying that was one of the three.
Right.
Right.
We're all saying the exact same thing.
Yes.
We're fucking tired.
We're really tired.
If like you can't tell by tired. How humdrum this episode was, we're tired.
All right, so come back tomorrow. Tomorrow we have... we're going to get our impressions of EA Games because we're doing EA Play.
Yep.
We've got Ubisoft's press conference.
And the PC Gaming Show.
PC Gaming Show. We got Sony. So
God. Another packed day.
Yeah, another packed day. So definitely come back and listen to day two of E3 2018.
Well, keep following us on Twitter at iBeatItFirst and on Instagram at iBeatItFirst. And then also we'll put as much stuff as we can on our website, iBeatItFirst.com.
And also on Facebook. iBeatItFirst.com.
That's right. Or
but
IBF.
Our website is iBeatIt.co. All right. Thanks a lot, everybody. And we will probably see you guys tomorrow.
Bye.
Oh, I got through a full beer.
All right. I need another beer.
Bomb back.
Bomb back, bitch.
Bomb back.